Emerging graphic art. Until the first decade of the 20th century, the women's suffrage movement did not make use of the graphic arts as a platform, with the exception of the odd magazine illustration or newspaper cartoon, where the question of women's suffrage, like virtually all contemporary debates, found its way into these publications. Those critical of women's suffrage were especially vocal at the start. A cartoon, figure 20, from 1859, showing a woman giving a speech as a group of men seemed to jeer and protest, is a good early example. The cartoon's title reads, "Ye May Session of Ye Woman's Rights Convention, Ye Orator of Ye Day, Denouncing Ye Lords of Creation." Lords of Creation is a clear reference to the imagined speaker of the poem The Times That Try Men's Souls, which was read at the Women's Rights Convention in Rochester, New York in 1848. The women in the illustration are portrayed with sneering, haughty expressions, and their femininity is overemphasized, through fashion, as if to make them seem out of place. Another type of anti-suffrage cartoon, popular around mid-century, depicted a husband who has been neglected by his selfish and uncaring suffragist wife. Currier and Ives published a lithograph of this type, The Age of Iron, figure 21, in 1869. The image is quite direct. It shows a hapless man sewing and sitting next to a baby in a cradle while a male servant does the family's laundry nearby. Meanwhile, the man's wife turns away from them as she enters a waiting coach. Anti-suffrage illustrations continued in this vein for decades, growing more vocal and critical as the movement grew. An example from 1880, figure 22, includes 8 different images, each of which uses a slightly different approach to criticize the suffragists. In each of the images, women act and dress like men, resulting in such adverse outcomes as men being left alone to tend to children and housework, women voting for politicians based on how handsome they are, and women behaving in generally unbecoming and unladylike ways. In spite of the fact that anti-suffrage cartoons and illustrations were common during the 19th century, pro-suffrage imagery also contributed to the visual discourse. 2 noteworthy examples from the 1880s celebrate the early rights of women to vote in the U.S. In New Jersey, voting had initially been legal for women before that right was revoked. Artist Howard Pyle commemorated this in his Women at the Polls in the Good Old Times, figure 23. Similarly, supporters of the movement called attention to the fact that women in the Western U.S. were given the vote ahead of the rest of the country. Women's Suffrage in Wyoming Territory, figure 24, celebrates the fact that women in Wyoming Territory had suffrage since 1869. These early examples foreshadow the art that would be produced for, as well as against, the women's suffrage movement in the coming decades. By the beginning of the 20th century, the women's suffrage movement had built a sturdy foundation, supported in no small part by the poetry, music, fashion, and art that made the movement meaningful to many different kinds of people. As the movement entered the new century, it built upon those foundations to make something that was both powerful and beautiful, visual art and poetry that would captivate and change minds the world over.